For more than 30 years, Atlanta's Sweet Auburn Historic District has been home to the Apex Museum. Inside, a history timeline decorates one of the walls. Museum Director Daniel Moore Jr. explains the timeline to a mother and her son, who was researching a school project. On their tour, Moore points to the 1400s, when Portugal stopped using St. George's Castle in Ghana to trade minerals and gold.
But then they began to use those same areas to enslave people. They were now importing people.
Tours like this one are nothing new for Moore. He gives them year-round.
It's generally quite a bit of a spike during February.
On average, about 2,000 people go to the Apex every month. But in February, Moore says the number doubles.
People are going to be seeking out and searching for information on Black history, no matter whether it's a museum or art or some form of information.
However, not every Atlanta attraction dealing with African-American history sees a boost in February.
That's a painting there is of George Taylor Harris.
Earlier this month, Jerry McWilliams was doing what she's done for 11 years, give tours of the Wren's Nest in the city's West End. The museum is actually the old home of author Joel Chandler Harris. The attraction gives history about Harris's Uncle Remus tales. With titles like Tar Baby, many see the stories about Black slaves written by the white author as racist. However, McWilliams, an African American, says Joel Chandler Harris merely took stories slaves used to communicate.
Because they were not allowed to read and write, and so they had to come up with a way of communicating. And because Mr. Harris was there with them all those years, Mr. Harris got the gist of all of those stories.
About 160 people visit the Wren's Nest every month. Things do get busy during the summer, but McWilliams says tourism is average in February.
I think it should just be piling over with people during Black History Month, but it has never been promoted.
For that, McWilliams blames the media for repeatedly glancing over Black History Month and Black history in general. At the same time, Executive Director Sue Gilman says the marketing strategy for the Wren's Nest through its website, social media, and school programs doesn't change in February.
Maybe it's just one of the things that's kind of fallen by the wayside, a quote promotional opportunity that we just haven't paid attention to, and maybe we'll look at it more in the future.
Some say the change that's needed is less about promotion and more about education.
And what I wanted to do with this exhibition was focus on the African immigrant community living here in Atlanta.
Kevin Sipp is the curator for Hammond's House, also in the West End. It focuses on visual and fine Black art from the past to the present. Its executive director, Myrna Anderson Fuller, says Hammond's House averages 400 visitors a month. She takes a year-round approach to Black history.
We believe that every month the same types of principles and information should be provided.
As February ends, she says their effort to showcase local Black artists will continue. Charles Edwards, WABE News.